So the warmongering Pfizer butt slut Lindsey Graham is on the Fox News channel agitating for World War III after an unmanned U.S. military drone crashed flying at high speeds directly at Russia. What the hell are we even doing there? Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. So a group called Media Matters for America just published a hit piece profiling this show. A hit piece aimed at attacking me. And so by extension, it's a hit piece aimed at attacking you. You've probably seen the handiwork of Media Matters before, because if a person has ever said anything defending America or its people or Christian values, Media Matters will eventually come around to trash them. Their work serves only one purpose. Media Matters solely exists to suppress free speech in America. Their goal with this piece is to dissuade advertisers from doing business with this show, to get our content removed from Twitter or Rumble or anywhere else that we have a presence. Ideally, they'd like us off the internet entirely, unable to even run our own website. Hell, if they had their way, we would be in prison for our point of view. Because here's the fact. Media Matters is scared to death of this show. Media Matters is terrified of our message. This is how the empire of lies works. They fear the light. And we are here every single day exposing their lies. And so they howl and they shriek like the demonic abominations that they are. Media Matters calls me dangerous, which is absurd, of course. We're a show that promotes fair elections, bodily autonomy, personal liberty, freedom, law and order, a peaceful foreign policy. The people who support and fund Media Matters are the ones who want to mutilate children, start World War III over the fake country of Ukraine, turn the United States border into a cartel-run war zone, force deadly bioweapon injections into everybody's arms. Our show is only dangerous to the small slice of people who benefit from that demonic system and are terrified of losing their control over it. You know, I call this Media Matters profile a hit piece, but actually, the vast majority of the piece is just links to things that I've actually said. We apologize for none of those statements. Actually, many of them are among the best, most based, and truthful things that this show has ever said over the past 2 years. They call me a white nationalist, of course. Yeah, they call me a white nationalist because I stated accurately, by the way, that America's strength is not our diversity. And because I highlighted the 100% true fact that the Great Replacement is real. That elites want to dilute and displace America's white population, and that they use unlimited third world immigration to achieve it. Media Matters knows this. And so, of course, Media Matters has to go into hysterics about this, because what we said is so obviously true and inarguable that the only way to cover it up is by going absolutely nuclear on anyone who even mentions it. Like, come on. Liberals all the way up to Joe Biden will openly brag about how much they've reduced the white population, how they're going to use their new non-white voters to achieve their agenda once whites are a minority. They openly brag about it. The SPLC actually keeps a chart in their offices tracking the exact year that white people become a minority in America. And they're doing it for a reason. They're doing it because they hate white people. Especially middle-class Christian white people. And so they want to see them replaced or humiliated or killed and destroyed. Now, of course, in this piece, there's a handful of things that we could quibble with. They say that I said Tony Fauci should be hanging by the end of a noose somewhere, when actually, that's not true. What I did was ask the question, why isn't he? They say that I called Judaism a death cult built on the blood of murdered babies. That's not true. What happened is that politician Eileen Filler Korn, a practicing Jew, said that abortion bans violated her religious liberty. And so I said that apparently Miss Filler Korn was a member of a baby-killing death cult. I can only take her at her word. I don't think all Jews believe the same insane things that she does. But if Media Matters believes that all Jews are a member of that kind of death cult, they're the ones libeling an entire religion, not me. Media Matters also highlights all of the times that we've called for the death penalty for the worst criminals of this current regime. We're not going to apologize for any of that. Because here's the truth. People like Tony Fauci absolutely deserve the death penalty. People who break the law to conduct illegal gain-of-function research and unleash a bioweapon onto humanity and then lie to cover it up and then endorse criminal lockdowns to ruin people's lives and shut down their businesses and close down their churches and then try to force deadly bioweapon injections onto them all to keep covering up their earlier lies. Yes, those people absolutely deserve to fry. The people who trick children into taking puberty blockers and then chop off their genitals and turn them into some kind of a freak show out of a horror movie, yes, those people deserve to fry. They aren't doctors. They're sick perverts and child molesters and traffickers. And guess what? There were fake doctors who did fake medicine during the Holocaust, too. And when we found those people and tracked them down and confirmed what they did, we hanged them appropriately. Now, of course, we don't support vigilantism or mob violence. That's what Antifa and BLM do. No, we absolutely believe in trials and evidence and due process. But we absolutely do believe that for mass murder and for treason and for tyranny, that the death penalty is an absolutely appropriate penalty. And let's be real here. These same people attacking us have talked about supporting death for anyone who refused a vaccine. They want life sentences for January 6th defendants. They wanted Kyle Rittenhouse to be convicted of murder for defending himself from three psychopaths. They want to take six-year-olds and mutilate their bodies with irreversible surgeries or offer them as sexualized playthings for pedophile predator drag queens. We aren't the dangerous ones here. They are. Now, Media Matters was founded by a man called David Brock. David Brock is the sodomite Hillary Clinton associate who was disgustingly tied to James Elefantis, the owner of Comet Ping Pong. Despite the mainstream media's desperation to try to prove that there's no satanic cabal of child traffickers operating at or near the top of government, Media Matters founder David Brock absolutely founded Comet Ping Pong, and Comet Ping Pong and veiled jokes about Satanism were uncovered in Podesta's and Elefantis' emails, thanks to Julian Assange. If you've read those emails, they're clearly coded. And they include out-of-place language about pizza that references human characteristics. These bizarre and disgusting emails have never been disproven. No. They're still out there. Now, David Brock recently left Media Matters after several years of leftists howling about his high-profile scandals dragging down the mission. We don't expect John Podesta and David Brock or Media Matters to answer questions about their clear penchant for satanic imagery, or their spirit-cooking emails with Marina Abramovich, or their bizarre bondage art on their walls featuring Anderson Cooper. But if Media Matters wants to send one of their demons over to discuss all of this, we'd be happy to host them. We won't hold our breath. And finally, you can't talk about Media Matters without discussing George Soros. George Soros is one of the greatest sources for evil, for strife, for division on this planet. Soros was the top donor for Democratic candidates during the 2022 midterm elections, reported by CNBC. He donated more than $128 million, mostly through his liberal super PAC Democracy Too. George Soros actually worked on behalf of the Nazis, helping to turn in his fellow ethnic Jews to the Nazis. Still today, Soros arguably does more than anyone on the planet to help modern Nazis like Pfizer and Bayer and Moderna and Bill Gates impose on all of humanity. George Soros is also the man that fake Jewish front group calling itself the ADL or Anti-Defamation League uses as their favorite piece of supposedly defamatory bait. At any time, anyone, anywhere invokes the name of George Soros, the ADL springs into action to accuse them of anti-Semitism. But George Soros is an atheist. He's a man who's reportedly of Jewish descent. And again, Soros actually worked with the Nazi party as a young man, helping to turn in his fellow Jews. It's clear. These God-hating Satanists will stoop to very low levels to silence their opponents, and that means silencing you. Much like the election theft of November 3rd, 2020 began in Republican states, they're now passing laws in Republican states to come after your First Amendment. Media Matters and George Soros and the ADL, along with supposedly great states like Florida and Georgia, are leading the way on shutting down free speech. Media Matters is one of the most evil outfits out there. So we're proud to be attacked by their legions of demons. And we hope that everyone within earshot of this voice or watching this show will join with us in standing up to the dark and evil forces out there trying to destroy the Christian West. Here at this show, we are never going to stop saying what we actually believe. We've said from the beginning that we are never going to compromise, that we're never going to give up what we say in order to keep an advertiser or dodge a Twitter ban or even stay out of a jail cell. We're going to say what we actually think until they force us off the air. Nothing more, nothing less.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
So what's no secret. Everybody knows that it's time to get physical gold and silver. Protect yourself against bank crashes, a hedge against inflation, the inevitable great reset financially. Yes, resetting all of your banking accounts, investment accounts, retirement accounts to zero. Get out. Get gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today. Call them at 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. If you mention Stu Peters when you call Gold Co., you'll get up to $10,000 in free silver. We're proud of that. Up to $10,000 in free silver when you call Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD. We'll be right back.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
A U.S. drone went down over the Black Sea yesterday. According to reports, the drone collided with a Russian jet. Well, how the hell did that even happen? According to Russian generals, the drone was flying toward Russia at high speed with its transponder turned off, in other words, cloaked, and it crashed while attempting to flee from Russian jets that were attempting to identify and communicate with it. Now, we definitely don't just automatically believe everything that Russia claims, but we would like to know, why on earth did we have a drone anywhere remotely close to a war zone that we don't belong in? Yesterday, we laid out every single reason that a war with Ukraine would be complete insanity. One reason that we didn't mention that this war is a terrible idea is because it empowers the most demented, the most insane people in our government. People hopped up on arrogance and, for all we know, literal drugs, which makes them happily risk blowing up the entire world because it makes them feel like men for a few minutes. Well, in response to this drone crash, Pfizer and Raytheon butt slut Lindsey Graham went on to his lover Sean Hannity's show to demand war with Russia immediately.
They shot down our drone. What should our answer be?
Well, we should hold them accountable and say that if you ever get near another U.S. set flying in international waters, your airplane would be shot down. What would Ronald Reagan do right now? He would start shooting Russian planes down if they were threatening our assets.
He is calling for us to start shooting down Russian jets, which would lead directly to nuclear war if that happened. Make no mistake. Graham doesn't care. He's either completely delusional about the risks, or he figures, hell, I'm just an old gay man. I just want to see the world explode before I die. Well, all of the pressure right now needs to be on Kevin McCarthy. Absolutely, he's allegedly the only leader in Washington who has the authority to shut this down. He's the only one who can stand up and say, enough, our money should be spent on protecting Americans, not propping up oligarchs in Ukraine. Edward Zoll is back with us again today to discuss this escalation. I'm telling you, other than the deployment of the bioweapon, this is the greatest threat to humanity. They are trying to stoke World War III over a robot.
Well, Stu, they want to tell us the great threats to society. They want to tell us the very things you and I should be fearful of. I am never going to trust a homosexual. That's first of all right? So Senator Graham, I want to know why this man feels like he has any justification to, first of all, advise you and I, but more so to pressure and to blackmail, gaslight, in a lot of ways, lie to the American public about what's happening in the Black Sea. The facts are simple. America was flying a military drone right off the coast of Russia. Okay. And on top of that, the Russians showed great restraint. They did a couple maneuvers according to flight data. I don't trust anything coming out of the U.S. European Command, by the way. That's many of the facts that we have right now about this drone that Sean Hannity and Lindsey Graham were droning on about last night come from the U.S. European Command, which sent this drone in the first place. But Stu, there was a video that the Russians appear to have released on Telegram. This is the video of what our war drone looked like. If this was happening off the coast of Florida, we'd be calling for this thing to be brought down, okay, if this was a Russian drone. But this drone wasn't armed. It did have what appeared to be something called a Gorgon's Eye. This Gorgon's Eye, or Gorgon's Stare, as it's referred to, is a device which maps an entire region and then applies artificial intelligence, which the short of this is, this was all about preparing for an invasion, a U.S. and NATO invasion of Crimea. That's the plan.
Yeah,
they're waiting for the ground to thaw.
Additional information on this drone. Apparently, so the drone in question is part of a United States Air Force program called Hunter Killer. Okay, and this drone was designed mostly for tactical bombing ops, but also has intel and recon capabilities. So why the hell is the United States sending Hunter Killer drones at Russia at high speeds, cloaked out with its transponder off? What the hell are we doing anywhere near a war zone that we don't belong in?
Well, Stu, they're trying to provide the provocation. This is the big thing. America is throwing robots essentially at the Russian Federation. They're trying to get the Russians to make a mistake. A mistake would be to engage in some form. But I'd say this specifically. The Russians have every right to shoot down an American drone that's in the Black Sea.
That's right.
It's their sea. It's their region. It's their border. And Stu, they're not even done. They're not even done. Senator Lindsey Graham, along with Senator Tom Cotton, they are going to do much more to try to provide this provocation. According to Senator Tom Cotton, who serves on the Armed Services Committee in the Senate, we're about to send a fleet into the Black Sea.
They should put up another drone today on the exact same flight pattern in the same airspace to make it clear we will not be intimidated from flying in that airspace. Second, we should return the U.S. Navy back to the Black Sea. President Biden bugged out last year as Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine, but NATO has more Black Sea coastline than Russia does. And third, we should make it clear that we're going to do what we should have done long ago, which is provide Ukraine with the weapons they need to strike Russian rocket and artillery systems across the border that are shooting into Ukraine. Those three steps would send a clear signal to Russia that we will not tolerate this kind of dangerous provocation and avoid further escalation.
He is doing the provocation. We, the United States, the tyrannical overlords here in this country, the war hawks, the warmongering, DC fossils, the DC Beltway, the military industrial complex, the deep state, the State Department, NATO, us, the United States of America, we are the one doing all of the provocation.
Well, that's the gaslighting, right? Because they keep telling us that Russia is the aggressor. No, it's always been the United States, always been NATO. They've wanted to restart this war, one, as a bailout to Raytheon and Lockheed Martin and all the places that have profited from bloodshed around the world. But this situation, what's being sold to us here is such a crock. The problem they're facing, Stu, is one, they diminished the military. We don't have any soldiers anymore. We have people who are willing to take the vax. We have transsexuals. We have women, people who grew in the military, not because of how good of a pilot they are or great a shot they were, but more because of their gender or their ability to acquiesce to the global homo empire. This military is not going to be able to win a war. They do know, however, that we have military assets like nuclear weapons. We have cruise missiles. They're happy to continue to use these weapons in Ukraine, give them to the Ukrainian government, and then who profits? Lockheed Martin and Raytheon. But it's way worse than this, Stu. They are trying to keep the war machine alive because it keeps us distracted. While we're thinking about Russia and drones, again, the Russian people, they're having kids, they're building families, they're worshiping Jesus Christ. In America, we worship money, mammon, the devil. We aren't talking about died suddenly. We're not talking about all the other problems you have here at home. Wars help as a distraction, as they always have throughout history. And that is the concentration. So if they give us a second to think, I'm talking about the American public at large, we're going to throw these people out of the Capitol because they are not serving us. They are serving a global homo empire.
Yeah, worshiping pornography, worshiping the almighty dollar, which they get by funneling money into the corrupt country of Ukraine and then bringing it right back into their pockets. That's what this is. This is a huge money laundering operation. NATO, once again, I want to make this very clear. NATO is virtually entirely funded by the United States. NATO was a fighting force that was implemented and made up for one reason and one reason only, and that is to fight Russia. Russia had de-escalation peace deals on the table that were completely reasonable. Just demilitarize the border. Stop expanding NATO further east. We don't want a fighting force that was designed just to fight us creeping up on our borders anymore. But no, our CIA, combined with the deep state, combined with, you know, the press here, ran cover for them to overthrow a democratically elected administration in 2014, practiced all the same tactics that were used here in 2020 to make it look like a popular uprising. Ukraine was never a country before. We've been over all of this since 1991. Prior to that, it wasn't even a country. It was set up to be run by and for the likes of oligarchs, just like this Volodymyr Zelensky, who even his name is fake. How many Ys is he going to identify with tomorrow? I think there's 30 of them in there right now. This is absolute BS. And now this guy is calling for US, your kids, right here, American boys and girls, young men and women, unfortunately women, to go and die for Ukraine. Look at this.
The U.S. will have to send their sons and daughters exactly the same way as we are sending their sons and daughters to war, and they will have to fight because it's NATO that we're talking about, and they will be dying.
What?
Fight your own war, you. Okay, I'm a Christian, so I have to be careful here. Fight your own war, you coward, you globalist, evil demon. Listen, Vladimir Zelensky is a lot of things, but he has handlers. We often focus on Vladimir Zelensky, but really, he's just a puppet of the Biden administration.
He's a
right?
CIA puppet. Yes, he's an installed actor. Everything about him is fake. This is the guy, play the video. Here he is in leather chaps. We've shown this thing over and over again. Some kind of a sick bondage fetish that he has. In part of the clip, look at, here it is. He's slapping a guy on the ass. Okay, this guy is a fake actor. This guy is a complete phony. He is a depraved degenerate. He played the piano with his penis. The guy appears to be a homosexual. He has elite friends all over the place. The guy went on a global world tour, a shakedown for money. He told the United States, I know where all the bodies are buried. This is the bribery material that I'm talking about. This is the inflation of bribery. This is blackmail. He knows where all these bioweapons labs are. So does Vladimir Putin, who apparently appears to be strategically targeting these bioweapons laboratories. If Vladimir Putin wanted to go in and destroy Ukraine, he could nuke it in 10 seconds. He's got these hypersonic missiles that we just learned about. They can get to one end of the country and the other in less than 6 minutes. I'm talking about the eastern border to the far western border of Ukraine. They can be launched from inside of Ukraine, which was a flex by Putin. Don't mess with me. Stop messing with me. We're here to kick the criminal central Rothschild's banking cabal out of this country. We're here to worship Jesus Christ. We're here to put the interests of our people first instead of the interests of some oligarchy with arbitrary borders that was set up after Vladimir Lenin's color revolution. And they just abided by them. Most of the people in Ukraine are ethnic Russians who just want to be Russia. And they're getting shot in the back as they try to flee to go back to Russia, a humanitarian aid operation that was set up by Vladimir Putin and the Russian military.
Let's do this. Two things that our government can do if they wanted to actually use the military to keep Americans safe. The first one is send the military down to our border. Break up these cartels. Stop the sex trafficking. The second thing is send the military into every pharmacy in this country and destroy the vials of the bioweapon. Those two are the single greatest threats against an American people. Not Russia, not China, not any of the cacophony of enemies and axes of evil that Sean Hannity, Lindsey Graham, or any of those idiots are telling us. Destroy the shots, protect the border. If we have the money for it, right? We can put a fleet in the Black Sea, but we can't stop children being raped down at the border? Nah, I'm not buying it.
Yeah. And then while you're at it, round up and bring to Gitmo all of those responsible for deploying that bioweapon and injecting it into American children. Bring them to Gitmo, set up the military tribunals, and when they are found guilty, the death penalty absolutely needs to be on the table.
Indict, try, fry.
These people are trying to usher us into World War III. They will not stop until they obliterate this planet. It's insanity. It's absolute insanity. And we're going to be emailing all of these people in the Freedom Caucus, including Speaker McCarthy, who apparently has the authority to stop this right now. We're going to demand answers. We need to demand answers. What the hell is our drone doing flying directly at Russia, all cloaked out? We have no business doing anything over there. Get these troops, get all of our assets, stop the money, remove ourselves completely from supporting this corrupt oligarchy in Ukraine. The child pedophilia cabal runs rampant in that country. This is the same country that paid millions of dollars ostensibly in bribes to the Biden family, made Hunter Biden, the worthless drug addict, on the board of this fake energy company called Burisma. I mean, we could go on and on and on. Victoria Nuland admitting that dozens of Pentagon-operated, CIA-overseen, U.S. taxpayer-funded bioweapons labs exist in that country. Vladimir Putin is not the bad guy. And I don't care who wants to hit this program for Russian propaganda or a Putin sympathizer. But from where we sit and from everything being reported, the real war crimes are being committed by the oligarchs in that corrupt country, that fake country of Ukraine. Get us the hell out of there. Stop flying drones at them. Edward Saul, thank you so much for being here. We certainly appreciate it. This is a very frustrating and very dire situation. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trustfiltersuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
Josh Yoder is the president of U.S. Freedom Flyers. He's also a friend of the show and a personal friend of mine. I was contacted by Josh. According to him, a vaccinated airline pilot recently became suddenly incapacitated, again, mid-flight. Now, pilots, of course, can become incapacitated for many reasons, not just being injected with a bioweapon, but according to Josh, this entire incident is now being covered up by United Airlines and their cross-dressing CEO, Scott Kirby. This is some scary stuff. We want to learn more about that. To that end, Josh Yoder joins us now. Josh, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Hi, Stu. Thanks for having me on the program.
We hope that you will work your way out of a job, actually, because we're tired of having you here talking about pilots that are dropping dead in the cockpit mid-flight. Now, this one was rerouted coming from Guatemala City to Chicago and had to go to an airport in Texas to get this guy medical care. What the hell is going on?
Yeah, that's correct. As I understand it from people close to the incident, it was United Flight 2007 on March 11th, this past Saturday. And they were coming back from Guatemala City, going to Chicago, and somewhere over the Gulf of Mexico, there was a report that the captain of that flight did become incapacitated. That flight then did divert to Houston due to chest pains, I believe it was, the captain was having. They took him off in Houston to seek medical care. We haven't heard anything since. What's interesting is that United came out and they made a statement that there was a technical issue with the flight, which I would say an incapacitated captain is technically a problem, but they're not being forthcoming about what truly happened.
And so you believe that what truly happened is that this was an injected pilot that was incapacitated as a result of this bioweapon deployment. What makes you say that? What's the vaccination rate over at United?
Well, considering that Scott Kirby has been very vocal and quite proud of the fact that, 99%, I believe, of his employees have been vaccinated, it's safe to assume that that's what happened. We know the side effects of these jabs. We know what myocarditis is doing. It's wrecking havoc in the aviation industry. We know at American Airlines, between January and July of 2022, there was a 300% increase in long-term disability claims among pilots. And what's happening at one airline is happening at others. You know, American Airlines has a much lower vaccination rate than United does. So I think it's safe to assume that this is an issue we're seeing across the board. You're seeing flights being delayed for lack of crews. And it's something that's going to continue into the future unless we address this head on. As you know, the FAA is completely ignoring the issue. U.S. Freedom Flyers has come forward with data. We've shown them the data. We brought them back to injured pilots. And yes, Susan Northrup, the head flight surgeon over there, is saying no comment. There's nothing to see here. No pilots have been incapacitated or harmed from these vaccines. We know that to be blatantly false. And unfortunately, if we don't take action now, this is going to end up being catastrophic. You know, when one of these incapacitations happens during a critical phase of flight, low to the ground on takeoff or landing, the results could be quite different. It's one thing for it to happen at cruise you have time to plan, you can divert. Now the other pilot can land the aircraft. But if this happens at 50 feet on landing, right before the flare occurs in that aircraft, the other pilot doesn't catch it in time, it could be devastating.
There's just no way to recover that aircraft at that point. I mean, I'm no pilot, but 50 feet, I mean, you're just seconds away from touching down, correct?
It would require very quick thinking on the part of the other pilot and a quick response time. But, there's, first of all, you have to recognize that you have a problem. Once you recognize the issue, then there's the reaction period as well. So like I said, it's going to take the stars aligning, but we're playing Russian roulette at this point. And the number of incapacitations continues to increase. Just last week, I believe it was, we had a British Airways captain. He was leaving the hotel to go fly a flight and dropped dead in the hotel lobby. And we also had one in Virgin Australia, another incapacitated pilot on that flight. So there's
all
been
of these
a significant
near misses.
Uptick.
I mean, this is that pilot that died in the hotel lobby, just dropped dead, died suddenly, on his way to fly an aircraft full of potentially hundreds of passengers. This presents a major problem. You said it's time to take action right now. So what action specifically can we help you to take here on the program?
We need people to pressure the FAA and the airlines to actually put effective screening programs in place for pilots specifically looking for subclinical myocarditis. We know that in the cases of myocarditis, left untreated has a 20% mortality rate within 2 years, a 50% mortality rate within 5 years. And currently, the FAA is not screening pilots for these conditions, neurologic dysfunction, subclinical myocarditis. I mean, there's no screening going on. The FAA is taking no action. They have no interest, it seems, in actually increasing the safety of air travel. And, if we continue down this path, it's not going to get better. It's getting worse. I've received just in the past 4 days, 3 calls from vaccine injured pilots, just another one late last evening. At Alaska Airlines, he's lost his medical, devastating cardiac issues, and now the company is actually trying to deny him long-term and short-term disability as well as terminate him.
So other than actually lowering the standards that are required to have your flight medical, there are other standards that are being lowered as well. We're talking about training. We're talking about hiring. Can you speak to some of that?
Yeah, the diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives that have been rolled out at the airlines, it seems to be taking precedent over actual qualification. Now, speaking to people in training at several major airlines, and they say that they're being pressured to pass people through the training program. It seems as if the airlines are more concerned about their appearance and winning the diversity awards than they are in actually putting safe pilots in the flight deck. Now, there are obviously many good people from many different backgrounds, qualified pilots, but it does a disservice to those who are of different ethnicities or are female or of a political or a certain sexual persuasion who are great pilots. When they lower the standards for others coming in, It's a slap in the face to the people of minority status who have actually earned their positions.
Well, at a place, at an airline, at a company like United Airlines, for example, it's no shock to us that they're not concerned about the safeness of a flight, the safety of a flight. It's no surprise to us that they're not concerned about hiring the best candidates. The place is literally run by a freak. I'm not just saying that. I'm not making that up when I say the cross-dressing CEO, Scott Kirby. I actually mean it. Here's a picture. Yep, this is the CEO of United Airlines right here. This is, I'm not making this up. This is really him. Here he is dressed like a woman. This is an absolute joke. It's a travesty. This guy is responsible for the safety of your brother and your sister and your child and your mother and father, your loved one, your husband who's flying on business, or wife, presumably, your significant other. The people that you love and care about the most are flying around the country. There are millions of people in the air all day long, and they're in the air being flown around by pilots who are less qualified because of diversity and inclusiveness, and flying around with pilots who are ticking time bombs waiting to die suddenly because they have been injected with a bioweapon intentionally at the mandate and the edict of people like this cross-dressing freak, Scott Kirby. Josh Yoder, I've got about a minute left. I want to give you the final words.
Yeah, what I would like to say is we need passengers to get involved in this. If this is something you care about, we need you to contact the FAA, to contact the airlines, make your voices heard. You know, this fight was started by airline pilots at U.S. Freedom Flyers, but I believe it's going to be finished by passengers. It's going to take all of us standing together and making enough noise and hitting them in the pocketbook, quite frankly, for them to actually care, to care about these issues and begin to take action.
We're going to get that contact information for all of those people that you mentioned, including the CEOs of these major airlines, the heads of their unions, and as well as the FAA. We're going to get that contact information up at StuPeters.com, as well as below the live broadcast on all of the networks that we're featured at, and we want you to take action. This is the platform of action. We're trying to move the ball here and protect our fellow Americans and citizens across the face of the planet who are flying above the ground. Josh Yoder, thank you so much. We certainly appreciate you being here. It's horrible news. And again, we hope that you work yourself out of a job trying to protect these pilots. U.S. Freedom Flyers has been there from the beginning. By the way, how do people get involved with U.S. Freedom Flyers if they want to support your organization?
People can go to usfreedomflyers.org. If you'd like to donate there, please do. We're currently bringing litigation against the FAA to force their hand. We realize that dialogue no longer works with the FAA, and so litigation is the only path forward to ensure the safety of the flying public.
That's right, and increasing the pressure and inflicting the pain. That's where we come in. USFreedomFlyers.org, and all of that contact information will be available at StuPeters.com. Josh Yoder, thanks a lot for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
Of course. So sick of hearing about these pilots that are ticking time bombs. I hope all of them are aware of the product called Cardio Miracle. Stanford Graham has been here before. Peer-reviewed studies on this thing. It introduces nitric oxide into the blood. It actually prevents this microclotting, according to these studies. Cardio Miracle is the name of the product. I believe you can find it at highpowerheart.com. Go to highpowerheart.com for that. But one of our advertisers here on the program is Curable. This is another natural way to treat yourself. We're passionate about kids on this program. Obviously, if they're on these, you know, neurotoxins like Ritalin and Adderall and methylphenidate and clonidine, we want you to get them off of this stuff. If they've been diagnosed with ADHD, try CBD. Please, just try it. Get it from the company that you can trust, by the way, a family-owned business, all of the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. You're not going to find any lipid nanoparticles inside of, you know, the Curable products. Plus, they have products for everything else as well. Joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, migraine, headaches. People with Parkinson's disease use CBD. No question, absolutely, everybody knows that CBD is gaining popularity. It's exploding in popularity because of all the things that you can use it for. Go to Curable.com, K-U-R-I-B-L. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide at Curable.com.
The boosters are killing millions.
Not a vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapon sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning,
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Welcome back. We've talked a lot this week about the possible threat of 5G wireless networks across America and the danger that they pose to the public, both vaccinated and unvaccinated. We've spoken with Germany's Dr. Rainer Fulmich on this show before about his attempt to create a second Nuremberg tribunal for holding vaccine pushers accountable. We support that 100%. But Dr. Fulmich also has thoughts on this 5G threat. Specifically, he believes that COVID was either faked from the beginning, yes, or massively exaggerated, yeah, and used all as a tool to mass vaccinate the planet and get them hooked up to the new 5G grid. So is 5G actually a greater threat than the vaccine bioweapon itself? We want to learn more about that, of course. To that end, Dr. Fulmich joins us now. Thank you, sir, for being here. We really appreciate it.
I'm really happy to be back. Thank you very much for having me. Well, I certainly do believe, but it's not based on a bad dream or something. This is based on one of the most important interviews that I have ever done. I certainly do believe that 5G microwaves in general, microwave radiation in general, are a far greater threat than the so-called vaccines because it affects everyone, not just those who got the shots. And this is based on two interviews that I did with two of the most interesting interviews I've ever done. The only way to do it is in person, because the man who I interviewed in England doesn't believe in microwave radiation. He is the foremost authority on microwave radiation and 5G. So he won't join any Zoom call or anything because he just doesn't have Wi-Fi. He doesn't use it because he believes it's dangerous. It's extremely dangerous. The man's name is Barry Trower. He is your real life James Bond, so to speak. He worked for the British intelligence services, MI5 and MI6, debriefed Russian spies during the Cold War. But he started out with microwave radiation when he was a Navy diver trying to defuse mines. And he was told, don't worry about snipers, worry about microwave radiation. Microwave radiation has been a weapon since the 1930s. The Soviet Union has been using it on American people, on others as well, since 1949, if I'm not completely mistaken. But the American government has also been using it on the American people, as shown by a speech that JFK, President Kennedy, gave in 1963, 10 days before he was assassinated. He spoke about exposing the military's involvement in radiation, microwave radiation, using it as a weapon against your own people, the American people.
So he spoke of this then. 5G is relatively new. So where does the real threat lie?
The real threat lies in the fact that, of course, we have been, this is just like predictive programming almost, we've gotten used to using microwave ovens. It looks and sounds as though this is a good thing because this is how you make your dinner sometimes. But in reality, they only did this in order to get us accustomed to microwave radiation and to make us believe that it's really good. But it is a weapon. It can be used to, let me read this so I'm not going to make any mistakes. It can be used to cause almost any symptoms of any disease. You can kill people. In fact, Barry Trower believes that those first pictures that we saw from Wuhan when people simply keeled over wasn't caused by any virus, but rather it was caused by 5G. 5G has been around since the 1970s, by the way. It's not brand new, but it's been around since the 1970s. They've been experimenting with this since the 1970s. It's only now that it's coming to the forefront and that people are beginning to worry about it, and rightly so. Because as I said, you can cause any disease with it. You can use it for geoengineering, and it has been used for geoengineering. And that's why my team believes that 5G microwave radiation in general, he points that out continuously. It's not just 5G, it's 3G, 4G, is extremely dangerous.
Yeah, we want to touch on something that you just said about the propaganda videos that were pushed out by the Chinese of people just, you know, keeling over, suddenly dropping dead, dying suddenly from this so-called coronavirus. We want to make it very clear, it's our position that nobody ever across the entire face of the planet died from a novel respiratory virus, SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19. We believe that was all fake. And that this is, you know, infection by injection, that this was a bioweapon intentionally deployed on the masses, and that these people are criminals of humanity, that they are war criminals, and that they should be treated accordingly. Is that something, by the way, do you agree with that, Dr. Fulmich?
Yes, I do agree with that. I wouldn't, 3 years ago, I would have said, hey, come on, take your pills, you'll be fine. But in the meantime, after having spoken to, I don't know, more than 450 expert witnesses from all walks of science, that is the conclusion that I and my team have come to. Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, this is not, you speak with Dr. Mike Yeadon, for example, you've spoken with Judy Mikovits and all the others.
Plenty of times, yeah.
They all agree on this. Mike actually says, he's a really good friend of mine, he actually says, I have changed my view on vaccinations. And Professor Sushrit Bhakti says, I think I've been teaching the wrong thing for the last 30 years.
Yeah, some doctors, very high profile, very qualified doctors and experts and scientists and researchers and analysts are actually changing their views on viruses as a whole. As a result of what we have found to be true. One more question. The mainstream media and the cable broadcast networks, who we largely don't pay any attention to, are now confirming that it's likely that this virus, fake virus, was a leak from the Wuhan lab. I don't believe that either. Do you?
Well, we have additional evidence that the virus, of course, there have been gain of function experiments, but to what extent and what it did, we don't know. But I personally believe that it was probably, there is some evidence that the virus was created someplace in the United States, maybe Fort Detrick. Because, yeah, I'm not sure about this. This is based on testimony from other experts. One of them is a German doctor who's been practicing medicine in Seattle for a long time. And he told me that Dietrich Klinghardt is his name. And he told me that he was treating people from the military and from the intelligence services in July or August of 2019 who had symptoms that he later was able to verify as being typical COVID symptoms. So that it looks as though the virus, if it is a virus, we don't even know if it's a virus, because you can create these symptoms by using microwave radiation. You can create any symptoms of any disease, heart attacks, anything by using microwave radiation. So, but if it was a virus, then it must have been, or it could have been created in the U.S. They might have exported it to China through the World Military Games in order to be able to blame Chinese people. However, you always have to keep in mind, we're never blaming any people of any country. It's always the leadership, the so-called leadership.
The elites that sit at the round table that want to control this demonic world. Actually, we think it's very plausible and very likely, actually, that this was created here in America. We seem to be the bad guys of the world right now. We've got drones flying at high speeds, cloaked out, no transponder on, directly at Russia. We'll cover that upcoming with Edward Zoll in the program. It crashed. Apparently now the war hawks and the Pfizer butt slut Lindsey Graham and other warmongering criminals in the military-industrial complex now want to escalate to World War III over this unmanned drone. What do you think is the ultimate goal, Dr. Fulmich, of this 5G wireless network that they're building across not only just America, but the entire planet?
Well, it looks to me that this is their ultimate weapon. There may be more things that are coming out, but it's not COVID. It's not Corona. It is not the vaccines.
It's maybe a kill it's a combination. Switch, right? I mean, this is
absolutely.
Is there any way to avoid it at all?
Yeah, we have to take that. We have to get rid of microwave radiation. This is what Barry Trower suggested. If you want to communicate safely without any of the side effects or intended effects, we should go back to fiber optics. It's much safer. Take down these towers. There's an example. He spoke about an example. He visited one of the kings in Africa who was very much aware, educated in England, I think, very much aware of the dangers of 5G. And he showed him a field which was almost dead. There was no bugs, nothing going around. He said, I believe this is because of 5G. And Barry was able to confirm that that's the case. They took down the 5G towers and everything went back to normal.
So it's possible or even plausible that when we see droughts or we see crops that are producing a less yield, or when we see animals, remember all of the cows that just dropped dead? They blamed it on a heat wave in Texas. or in some other part of the country. I don't think it was Texas. My point about Texas was cattle thrive in Texas. It's one of the hottest states in our country. Cattle thrive in heat. They just dropped dead unexplainably. Could this be attributed to the 5G networks?
He absolutely said so. Yes. He said, if you were to give me or anyone who knows a little bit about microwave radiation and 5G, a little bit of money, I could destroy any country within a year or less than a year, because I can destroy the crops. I can kill the animals. This is geoengineering on a huge scale. And they're trying to cover it up by blaming global warming or climate change or whatever for it.
Yeah.
But it's really geoengineered weather.
Do you think that the 5G wireless networks across America and other countries have the capability of communicating with people who've received this Pfizer bioweapon injection full of nanotechnology and self-assembling circuitry?
I certainly think it's possible, but there's no concrete evidence yet. However, the people can do something about it. They can fight back. I wasn't aware that Barry had advised a number of Americans who were taking telephone companies and others to court. There's one really important case, which probably most people are not aware of. It was decided in July of 2020 by Judge Frederick Block, senior United States District Judge for the Eastern District of New York. And he decided that it was okay for the citizens of a small town in Connecticut, New York, several small towns in Connecticut, New York, and Vermont to be against the antennas that Verizon Wireless, it was another company, XTNet, acting as an agent for Verizon Wireless, which they were about to put up. He said, it's okay, because this is your right. You can deny this because we don't know what's really going on here.
Yeah. I think they all need to come down. And mind you, by the way, let me just remind the viewing and listening audience, all of these towers, all of this infrastructure was erected while we were all locked down.
Yes.
And none of this was heavily advertised. Nobody asked for your permission. They just introduced it as this brand new convenience that was going to make your cell phone so much better, so much greater, so much faster. It doesn't even actually really do that. It's not a convenience. It's a weapon of war, much like Starlink, that was also there for a convenience. By the way, why do we even need towers if satellites are real?
Good question.
Dr. Reiner Fomich, can't wait to have you back again sometime. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much, Stu.
Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabbed have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
He pulled this clot out, but as he pulled it out, it became something that was the extent of the person's entire leg. It was almost like a wax, mold of something.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100 commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula, taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Everybody knows that we're going to need to have plenty of food resource available to us for the upcoming imminent shortage and famine. That's happening. The food supply is also being tainted with mRNA injections. So to avoid this frankenfood and to stock up on things not just rice and beans and flour, but actual real food with all of the protein that you need to survive, go to HeavensHarvest.com. HeavensHarvest.com, a group of Christians, also has heirloom seeds there, so now you can grow and plant the crops that your great-grandparents used to survive on. Being self-sufficient is going to be absolutely necessary in the upcoming times. Go to HeavensHarvest.com. By the way, use promo code STU when you go there for big discounts and free shipping when you go to HeavensHarvest.com. We've talked often on this program about all of the benefits of magnesium. First of all, it helps you to sleep better at night, so naturally you feel better during the day. Well, now a new study indicates another benefit. Magnesium can actually make you more attractive. No joke. The evidence suggests that magnesium helps with the body's metabolism and its overall composition. It also reverses metabolic syndrome, the predecessor to diabetes. Wade Lightheart is with Magnesium Breakthrough. Check them out at magbreakthrough.com/stupeters. Use the promo code stupeters10. That's stupeters10 for big discounts. MagBreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Wade Lightheart joins us now. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it. So if this stuff can actually make you more attractive, I have my first question would be this. Is there any way possible to overdose on magnesium?
No. You will first, what you'll experience is you'll get the runs. So if you take too high of a dosage, you'll get the runs, you back off the dosage, and you're fine.
And so you'll be beautiful. You'll be absolutely the most attractive thing walking the face of the planet. I mean, what doesn't this magnesium do for a person?
It's hard to say. I call it the miracle mineral. There's over 300 processes that magnesium is essential for. Enzymatic process, metabolism process, sleep process, nervous system regulation, neurochemistry. Everything you can imagine requires magnesium. We don't get enough. And that's why we see so many different benefits for so many different people when they take it.
So when can you take it? Now, when I get the bottle, Mag Breakthrough, which you can see here, I've got my new shipment just came in and I'm really pleased to have it because I had just run out. How do you know my timing? But anyway, my new shipment just came in. What parts of the day can I take this? I noticed that it says take it with your evening meal. Is it going to put you to sleep? I mean, is it kind of a sleep aid in that regard?
It depends on how you use it and what levels that you use it at. So I tend to use it and divide it dose of the day so that I maintain calmness and clarity. Again, because of neurochemistry. And also it helps downregulate stimulation on the nervous system, if you're too much caffeinated, too many nootropics.
Sorry, I'm just laughing because they're saying, no, I don't need it during the day. If it promotes calmness, they don't want that out of me, I guess, in the booth over here.
Yeah, no doubt. But in the evening, usually most people will double the dose. So maybe take 1-2 caps throughout the day and then maybe 2 caps before bed to improve your sleep. And that's what appears, according to this latest study, metabolic benefits that associate for body composition.
There are all kinds of magnesium supplements out there. When we were first interviewing one another to see if the Stu Peters Network was, you know, a good fit for both of us, obviously it's important to me to look into the product, to believe in it. I started looking at the benefits of magnesium. It blew my mind. This thing really is, as you say, the miracle mineral, if there is one. And so, you know, I saw that just this abundance of people out there selling magnesium supplements. What differentiates, what makes them different from Magnesium Breakthrough's product?
Well, basically, most of them are only using 1 or 2 different types of magnesium. We use 7 different types combined synergistically together so that you deliver magnesium to every part of the body. The bonding agents that are put together with magnesium allow it to be absorbed in different parts of the body, in your organs, your brain, your nervous system. And you need all 7 in order to get maximum benefits from your magnesium. And Magnesium Breakthrough is the only product out there that does that.
I trust a guy who is my elder I won't date you here. a significant amount, though, actually. And you look to be in much better shape than I am. So I trust that. And, you know, since using the product, actually, I do better in the gym. I feel more rested. I get good quality sleep, which I think is equally as important to the amount of sleep that you're getting. And then reading through the literature, yes, the 7 most critical types of magnesium all in one pill form. You can get this stuff at magbreakthrough.com/stupeters. And Bioptimizers is offering a big discount for people who use the code stupeters10 at checkout. We appreciate that, by the way. We want to keep our people healthy. This platform is about saving and enriching life. And so, you know, we value that partnership with you as well. I've got about 30 seconds left here. I'd like to give you the final words on anything else that we didn't cover here regarding Mag Breakthrough.
Well, Mag Breakthrough is such a powerful mineral. It's so good for so many different things. I encourage everybody to do it. There's a money-back guarantee for 365 days. If it doesn't change your life, we demand that you get your money back. It's really that simple. It's easy. And you can get discounts if you stay on AutoShip, and that's how your product showed up on time just when you needed them.
Yeah, it was exactly right on time. I said to somebody, look, I'm running out of magnesium. And then bang, next day. It was very awesome. Thank you so much for your partnership, and thank you for the product. I would have never known about this had it not been for this platform. I've learned a lot on this platform. This is one of the more valuable things, so we appreciate it. Wade Lightheart, thank you so much for being here. Go to magbreakthrough.com/stupeters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/stupeters. Use promo code STUPETERS10 at checkout for 10% off and free shipping. The Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds, I believe. 60 seconds, yes? All right, 60 seconds, go nowhere.
For healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the Wellness Company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.
So there's no doubt that many of you have likely noticed that the Stu Peters Network is airing reruns of the previously live airing Dr. Jane Ruby show here on the network. Dr. Jane is no longer with the Stu Peters Network. We wish Dr. Jane Ruby nothing but the best in all of her future endeavors and wherever life may take her. We mean that sincerely. Along with people leaving, new things are coming to the Stu Peters Network. Very exciting things. Things that I just can't quite talk about right now. Lauren Witzke said that she would absolutely have my neck if I mentioned what is coming, because the ink is not dry on the contracts yet, but these are things that are going to absolutely make communist heads implode. Things that are going to make the deep state Luciferian satanic pedophilia cabal absolutely melt down. Coming soon to the Stu Peters Network. Another thing that will never go anywhere is our commitment to doing business with Carlos Cortez and Cortez Wealth Management. They believed in us from the very beginning, and we believe in them. We are so happy about the emails of praise that we get. Stu, we're so thankful that you introduced us to Carlos Cortez. Yes, because now your investment portfolio, your retirement accounts can all be aligned with your faith and your morals and your values. He doesn't answer to Wall Street, who answers to the Biden regime, who's sold out to the CCP. He's not a communist. He can design a retirement package specifically around you. Make sure that you book your appointment with Carlos Cortez. Visit CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com. Or just call him in the office anytime, 813-448-3446. Again, 813-448-3446. We will return. Same place, same time tomorrow. Until then, God bless you.